4 years after the UK officially left the EU, almost 2 years after the DUP left the government in the north, unhappy over how Brexit left Northern Ireland, details of a British government deal with the DUP will be published later today, which Geoffrey Donaldson, the leader of the DUP, says are enough to convince him to lead his party back to Stormont and a power-sharing government with the Sinn Féin First Minister. Legislation will go before the British Parliament tomorrow, and the Assembly could be recalled by the end of the week. Geoffrey Donaldson says his party deal represents significant change and is a good outcome for Northern Ireland. Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald says a united Ireland is now within touching distance. James Crisp is Europe editor with the Daily Telegraph. Good morning, James. Thanks for taking our call today.
Good morning.
What do you know of what the DUP have got from the British government?
Well, I mean, look, it's important to say that the deal hasn't been published yet. So, you know, as always with Brexit and Brexit-related matters, the devil's really in the detail and there's a lot of spinning going on. But, I mean, there are some sort of aspects that I've picked up in the last couple of weeks. I mean, first of all, there's a £3.3 billion finance package for Stormont. There's the offer of legislation to guarantee Northern Ireland's place in the UK's internal market. There'll be a new East-West Council, and that's basically getting together people from the four UK nations to talk about how to improve intra-UK trade. On the border itself, the Irish Sea border, there's an offer of a patriotic rebrand of Windsor Framework's Green Lane, which is sort of a speedy channel for goods going to Northern Ireland but staying in Northern Ireland. It's going to be renamed the UK Internal Market Lane. I think what's sort of very interesting from a Westminster point of view is there's a commitment really from the government to screen new UK laws to ensure they don't throw up extra trade barriers in the Irish Sea. I mean, that's being seen by some Brexiteers as risking hampering the UK's ability to diverge from EU rules after Brexit. I mean, it's sort of a sign maybe that the weight of the EU and the and Northern Ireland is sort of beginning to tell on the UK and start to reverse the sort of the separation of Brexit, a very slow moving back into the Brussels orbit. There's also a promise of an independent report on Northern Ireland's constitutional status within 7 months if the consent vote on the post-Brexit trading arrangements doesn't get majority unionist support within that vote has to happen within a year, within this year. And basically, there's sort of additional commitments around that vote, which was already flagged up. Okay. And there's a promise to negotiate further checks reductions with the EU.
On those, on those checks, James, Geoffrey Donaldson says there will be zero checks on goods travelling from Britain to the north. At present, it's 10% subject to spot checks, falling to 5% next year. Is it known? Has he got a concession for it to go to zero?
I mean, this is actually, I've been thinking quite a lot about this and making quite a few calls about this, because it would appear to me that if you're going down to zero checks and zero customs paperwork, you would need EU consent. And whenever I've spoken to the Commission about this, I've been told that, you know, we're not party to the negotiations and we expect the UK to uphold the Windsor Framework. Now, it might be that the government has made a promise to try and negotiate those checks down to zero. I mean, that is possible. But at this stage, you know, I don't believe from the efforts I've made to find out, but the member states, EU member states, have been asked about this, which you would think would be absolutely necessary if it was actually to happen.
But you're not hearing anything from Brussels about a about their concerns or their involvement in this current deal, no?
I mean, as far as I understand it, the extent of their involvement so far has been a few meetings between officials, and those meetings were to discuss possible wriggle room within the framework of the Windsor framework. So, you know, what we're not talking about here is a renegotiation of the Windsor Framework Treaty. We're talking about changes within that legal framework.
James Crisp, you're a better with the Daily Telegraph. Thank you very much for speaking with us, and we'll have more on the story later in the program.